Today is Tuesday, October 1st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Rabbit, rabbit. National Taco Tuesday Day. Sorry, National Taco Day. Which is always the first Tuesday in October. It's also National Fruit at Work Day. No, thank you. National Fire Pup Day. National Black Dog Day. National Hair Day. How ironic. And finally, it is National Pumpkin Spice Day. So go out and have your anything. Oh my God, it is also, I missed it. It was at the very bottom. It's also National Homemade Cookies Day. So you can have a homemade cookie. You can have a pumpkin spice latte or something like that with your cookie and celebrate. Don't take any fruit to work. Blah. All right, so we were talking about the weekend. I got distracted. I don't even think we made it to Saturday. We recorded. We did not record. What am I talking about? Friday was Mark's birthday, and I had planned the perfect birthday. I reserved a table at a brand new Japanese restaurant in Bentonville. There's a new Hilton Hotel in downtown Bentonville, and they have a Japanese restaurant. It's been getting pretty good reviews, and he loves Japanese food, so I had booked that. I bought him a MacBook Air? Yeah. I got him the highest specs I could get, but I got the Air because he really values small size and less weight over specs for computers. Like I would want the heaviest, although nowadays, like I bought this gaming laptop 3 or 4 years ago. And it works pretty good, and I like it because it has like a second screen as well. Right above the keyboard, there's a small screen and then there's a full screen. It's touch screen. I don't remember how much RAM, but I want to say it was around 16 gig of RAM. Nice size hard drive. Has a graphics card as well, which is Anyway, but it's so heavy. And so now that I'm older, I don't know if it's because I'm older or because I want to pack so light for these trips that we take, that I don't like to take the laptop. And so I bought this, or I pay for this remote software so I can set up all my stuff on my computer here, and then I can remote into it from my iPad. So that's what I end up doing. I just end up remote. If I really need to do anything on my home computer, I just remote into it from my iPad. I can also remote into it from my phone. I can remote into any of my desktop computers here. I've got, what, 3 MacBooks and a couple of Windows machines here just at this one desk, and I can remote into all of them. But anyway, I got him the MacBook Air, the most recent one. So in the morning, he always decorates and stuff. And at midnight, I'm eating a piece of cake and he's giving me a card and all that. And that's his thing. And it makes me try to do it because competition, I don't know. But I told him, you know, we went to Peter Pan the night before, and I told him I can't decorate and all that. I mean, you're here. I can't surprise you. I'm just going to do your stuff on your birthday. So Friday, he went to work. So I took that opportunity. I did go register to vote. And then I came back. I blew up a bunch of balloons. I still had a helium tank from last year that still had some helium in it. So I blew up a bunch of balloons and tied them to a mug so I could hold them down. I wrapped his present, put it on there, filled out his card, wrote a little note in it, signed my name, all that, put it there, got everything ready. he came home and I had a couple of errands that I had to run. And then I had meetings in the afternoon. And after the meetings, I went down. He opened his present. He was so surprised and so happy about it because he said, I've been looking at these. I was going to replace my laptop when I got back from the Philippines. And I said, guess I did it. And so he was happy. I picked the correct one. He said, I'm so glad you got the Air because I wanted, you know, the lower weight. And then we just hung out in the afternoon because we had a 9 o'clock reservation to the Japanese restaurant. But while we were hanging out, I had wanted to make a Japanese dessert, or not Japanese, a Filipino dessert for him. And I don't know if I picked one that he really loves. I had heard him talking about liking this before. It's called Brazo de Mercedes. It's a meringue. It's like a rolled cake. But instead of cake, it's a meringue. So you make a custard or a cream, which is another kind of a weird way to make cream, but you just use sweetened condensed milk and egg yolks, and that's it. And you cook it like you're cooking pudding until it comes to a boil, basically, and then it thickens, and then you turn it off and stir it in. The only thing is the eggs started trying to scramble. I had to get out, to save the consistency, I had to get out a stand mixer, one of those stick blenders, stick mixer? I don't know, whatever you call them. I had to get one of those out and quickly like blitz everything so it was smooth. But I fixed it. I saved it. But it was really sweet though because of the sweetened condensed milk. I don't know, you could probably make a regular pastry cream and just put a little bit less sugar in it because it was super sweet with the sweetened condensed milk. The meringue, you make a meringue, like a French meringue, basically, which is it's not a sugar syrup. You just pour granulated sugar. You whip up eggs with a little cream of tartar, egg whites with a little cream of tartar. And then you add, that's for stabilization. And then you add in, after they get to be like soft peaks, you add sugar, just granulated sugar, and you keep whipping it until stiff peaks, basically. Then you put wax paper in a cookie sheet or a one of those shallow baking pans. Can't think of the name of it. Maybe cookie sheet was right. And then you grease it so that the meringue doesn't stick to it. And then you spread the meringue in a flat layer and then you bake it. There were some issues. May have been a hole in my meringue, but I was able to cover it up. And the swirl looked good. I took a couple of pictures of it and put them in the Discord. So if you listen to the Gay Mix, we have a Discord. You can go look there. If you listen to Throwing Down, there is a Throwing Down Discord, and there are pictures there as well. I don't have a Geeky Gay Discord, so it's not posted there. The Japanese restaurant was good. We did a little stroll around downtown Bentonville because a bunch of stuff has changed in the past year or two. There were new things that we needed to experience. There's a really fancy office building with a fancy lobby that's brand new. And then I ate some raw yellowtail. It was really good though. The sauce was really good. It had little jalapeno slices on it. That was the starter. Mark wanted me to eat some of it. I'm like, well, it's your birthday. Okay, I will. And I liked it. I don't know if I'm just really getting to be okay with the taste of fish, or if I'm not tasting fishiness anymore, or like, I'm not really sure, or like everything I've had recently just has not tasted like seafood, because recently I've enjoyed everything. We had shrimp. It was a little frozen shrimp fishy. I don't know what happened there, because this was a nice restaurant. The cocktail that I got had Midori in it, which is my favorite liqueur. So it was a good night. It was a good night. We capped it off with a little birthday surprise. And all were happy. And then Saturday, we got up and I had a haircut. So we got up, drove to St. Louis, and we picked up breakfast at Wendy's on the way. and I had my hair cut, and then we just got back in the car, came back, we had Whataburger for dinner. So that was my day, two fast food and a haircut. And then Sunday, I had church in the morning. And I'm trying to remember what else I did. So Sunday afternoon, I actually had to do some work. Because we're leaving for vacation on Saturday to Greece, and it's planning month. We just started planning month. I have so much to do. There is so much on my plate. So I spent 4 hours on Sunday working on a PowerPoint presentation and a couple of other things. And then I cooked dinner. And we had dinner. We watched a little bit more of Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, or whatever the name of it is, on Netflix. Watched a little bit of this new game show called Anonymous on Peacock. And I haven't decided if I like it or not yet. I don't know if Big Fatty has the Peacock, but it is a mix of The Mole and Big Brother and The Circle and Traitors. It's like all of this stuff mixed up into one game. I don't know. The guy who won Big Brother is in it last year. Last year's winner, I think. All right, well, I will end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.